This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism at Birmingham City University. In this podcast, I'm just going to introduce the module MED 7007 and the course as a whole for distance learning students. The point of MED 7007 is to develop a broad experience of skills and knowledge in online journalism. So that's going to cover a whole range of techniques from writing for the web and social media through to multimedia techniques for video and audio, data journalism and visualization, and live blogging and mobile journalism. In order to gain this wide range of experience, there are two particular points of assessment on the module that I want to focus on. The first is an exploratory portfolio. This assignment is designed to get you to focus on one particular platform. In the past, people have done YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and research what is best practice on that platform. In addition to the research, you will then apply that in executing some content, creating some content on that platform or using that platform, and then reflecting on how well your experiences reflect and improve on the best practice that you've explored. The point of this assessment is really to get you to take some risks. It's not about doing something successfully. It doesn't matter if you build a massive audience or you fail to build an audience at all. The point is that you move out of your comfort zone, develop some new knowledge, and also develop a process of testing what works. Because increasingly in the news organisations and media organisations, you will be expected to get to grips with new platforms and to identify best practice on those platforms. So not only will this give you some expertise in one particular platform, but it will give you a process for testing any new platform that might come along. The second assessment is more about the broad range of news gathering and production skills that you should be demonstrating as a journalist generally. So finding great stories, using advanced search techniques and sourcing techniques to spot stories, writing them or editing them or creating those stories in a compelling way using a range of media. But also in addition to those news gathering and production skills, you'll be asked to demonstrate how you have thought strategically as a journalist about things like distribution, as well as ethical and legal issues. The module has a structure that moves from simple writing for the web, writing for social media, through to 24-hour live broadcasting and multimedia. You should begin this module by building your networks and investing some time in finding useful sources and engaging with local communities or communities of interest, and then moving quickly into reporting as regularly as you can using as wide a range of media and techniques as you can. It doesn't necessarily matter what order you access the materials on Moodle in. If you need to know about video earlier, then skip straight ahead to that section. So you don't necessarily have to consume each week in order. Of course you can if you want, and there is an order to them. The learning materials are focused primarily on podcasts, which are supported by visual material in the form of slides. I've chosen this method because I think it's useful to be able to listen to a podcast on a subject and then reinforce that material, that information, by looking at the slides afterwards. So by all means, listen to the podcast and look at the slides at the same time, but also think about going back to the slides after the podcast and refreshing your mind on the key points. Also in the slides you will find extra links and videos and other material which allows you to explore the subject further. On Moodle, you'll find readings every week that support the particular week's focus. Some of us will be academic research papers or book chapters. Some will be articles from practitioners. And sometimes you'll also find screencasts that go through practical skills, and there's plenty of useful links. One thing to bear in mind is that every week there's lots of additional reading. Please do be strategic in choosing which reading that you decide to look at. Don't feel that you have to read absolutely everything. There's lots of stuff there. Some things to bear in mind if you're studying through distance learning. Firstly, make sure that you do plan your time as a student, especially if you are expecting busy periods in your work or personal life coming up. Then try and do extra work in advance of those busy periods so that you can ease off, and you might take a week where you're not actually doing any study during those busy periods. As long as you're doing extra work before and after, that's absolutely fine. Secondly, try to make sure that you are doing original journalism as part of your studies. If you are merely recycling news reports from elsewhere, or you're just reporting second-hand information that you've got hold of through searching on the internet, then you're not going to do very well. In fact, you probably will not pass certainly the news gathering element of your assessment. So make sure you're finding original stories, new information that's not been reported elsewhere. On the same lines, make sure you understand copyright law. If you take someone else's image or certainly someone else's words and reuse it without permission, you are breaking copyright law. And finally, on that front of the list of warnings, is to make sure that you are researching the area that you're interested in and experiment as a journalist. And experiment critically. That's the point of master's level study. Particularly in online journalism, there aren't hard and fast rules for everything. It is about experimenting and learning and becoming an expert yourself. In terms of the course as a whole, make sure that you measure the results, measure what's effective, and reflect on that critically. Be honest if you think you could have done better, and certainly identifying where you should do better is a key part of learning. Try to share your work with tutors as often as possible. I'm really keen to see what you're doing, and I'm really keen to provide feedback where I can. The more regularly that you're producing work, the better. Don't try to be perfect and take lots and lots of time to produce something late. I'd rather you do it on deadline, early and regularly, and get feedback and improve that way. You're not going to get things right first time. On that front, the phrase fail forward is really useful to bear in mind. This is the idea that it's okay to fail at individual things as long as you're improving as a result. Don't put yourself under pressure to learn everything there is in online journalism. It's a massive field. So instead, be strategic about what aspect of online journalism you want to become particularly good at, and make sure you do a bit of extra development and practice and reading on that. But bear in mind that this module is very much about breadth and having that range of skills so that you can respond to any situation and take advantage of opportunities that are out there. Journalism is a muscle. It helps if you practice it regularly. That means you can work quickly, respond quickly, and deadlines are a big part of it as well. So being able to meet deadlines is part of that. And having a big range of contacts is also a key part of journalism, so focus on all of those. If you want to contact me, and please do, you can find me on Twitter at Paul Bradshaw. You can email me at paul.bradshaw@bcu.ac.uk. You'll find a Slack channel on bcujournalism.slack.com. Please make sure you're following that. I'll be sending links to that Slack channel, and it's a good place to ask questions and share with other students. And of course, you can speak to me on the phone or on Skype. All the phone numbers and Skype addresses and web addresses and email addresses are in the slides for this podcast. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing your work and to working with you on the course. This really is about being creative, being excited, and doing great journalism. And do have fun.